The Four P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk. Theodora, Theodora, you're 16?
Yeah, 16.
And how much notice do you take of what's going on in the world?
I mean, it's like a fair bit of notice. Like, most of my news comes from social media, so...
Okay. Yeah. So it might not be true then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just backtrack a little bit. Do you, did you follow the parties at Downing Street story?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What did you think about that?
Just a bit ridiculous.
In what way?
Oh, no, like, how can he break the rules and we can't?
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to many people your own age?
Oh, yeah.
What's their thoughts?
Oh, same as mine, really. Like, a bit ridiculous.
Okay, and you can't. I mean, you can't have somebody that's in charge, like, you know, doing what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you paid much attention to what's going on in the Ukraine?
Oh, like a bit. Yeah, I like tune in every now and again.
And what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, like, oh, it's scary. It's like,
Did I tell you the story about the young girl that used to live next door to me?
Oh no, I don't think you have.
I'm gonna name and shame her in a nice kind of way. She's a lovely lady.
Yeah, name and shame.
We lived on Pan. I lived at Greenways. Oh, yeah. And next door, there were the Lanes, family. And one of them was Nikki. Sweet lady. She's, oh, what, 55 now, I think, something like 50. No, she's 53.
Oh, yeah.
She's 53. I worked it out in my head, did the maths. In 1980, okay, Russia invaded Afghanistan.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Yeah.
And there was all this... And people were talking about a nuclear war and the war's going to kick off and the world's going to end and so on. And they were talking about nuclear war, which, you know, is totally different to a normal war, if you like. And she had a party in her house. She had her 11th birthday party and all her family went round and kids as well and the kids were playing. But the grown-ups were talking about the invasion.
Oh, no.
And they were talking about the world going to come to an end and so on, and they were all terrified and so on. And that night, it must have been about 2:30 in the morning, she turned up on the doorstep, knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah?
Nothing on but a smile. Oh. And my dad went to the door and said, "What's up?" And she said, "I can't wake my parents. There's been a nuclear war."
Oh, no.
It terrified her. It really terrified her.
No, that is genuinely scary.
And it might sound like I'm being flippant now and why you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just making a point that the British media at the moment have been hyping it up.
You know, they blow everything out of proportion.
Yeah. When I just think they should be more respectful. They should be more helpful and more sensible in their approach.
Definitely.
Knowing full well that there's many people that are going to be listening to this that might not be able to work out exactly what's going to go on, but they'll just take from it that there's going to be a problem and there could be a war and it could be nasty.
I don't think there will be a war.
Well, hopefully there won't be.
Yeah, I'm hoping not. Like, trying to be optimistic.
I just think people need to take responsibility for their actions, i.e. main media. They've asked the lady this morning that... went to the Ukraine last week to discuss things with them and Russia as well, and apparently she didn't know where something was and she insulted them by wearing a particular hat. And think you're there to defuse the situation. You actually made it worse, and by all accounts people are now talking about you as possibility of you taking over as the Prime Minister at some point in the near future. She was quoted, not the television, she was quoted as saying that there will be an invasion this week.
That's blowing it out of proportion a bit. Like,
well, it's kind of guessing as well. She might be right, only time will tell. But I just think that's not the television, that's not BBC, that's not ITV, that's not Sky. That is a politician that supposedly is in the running to run our country at some point. She's the Foreign Secretary, and she stared down a camera, the Russians will invade Ukraine this week.
But you don't know that.
Exactly. And I just think, put your cynical head on, Ian.
Yeah.
There is an element of, are you doing this just so we avert our eyes from all the parties?
That might be it.
Or is it something more sinister?
I don't know, like...
And my thoughts are, being more sinister, there's a bigger picture here, because apparently there is, you know, Russians have power, gas, yeah, electric, that sort of thing, and they supply parts of Europe, they supposedly supply us as well. Is it more about that? And, you know, I'm not a politician.
Yeah.
I don't read a massive amount, but I just look at the whole thing and think, is this connected? I mean, did you ever hear the story about the weapons of mass destruction?
I don't think I have. That never appeared,
yeah, and there wasn't any. And I just think, is it a reason just to have a heated debate, argument, or an invasion?
I mean, maybe, like...
Who knows?
Media, like, it's all a bit over... I can't talk today. It's all a bit over-exaggerated.
Like, but how worried are you?
I don't know. I try to, like, stay away from that stuff. Just so I don't get too worried.
Yeah. I can understand why, because there's a lot of worry in the world at the moment. And I don't want to add to it by, you know, having a conversation about it. But I do think...
I mean, we do need to have these conversations, though. Like, it needs to be talked about.
But it'd be interesting to see what happens now.
Yeah.
You've hyped it up. It's a bit like... I love football. Yeah. I love, you know, my team is Arsenal, and they're whenever there's like a transfer window, the media will say, Arsenal are going to sign this person, that person. They're signing everybody.
Are they?
But they signed nobody. So you think for a whole month, you put all that stuff out there that we were signing this person, that person, that person's coming. That person's coming in 6 months. They're getting rid of this person. They haven't.
That's a bit underwhelming.
It is. It is. And you just think, these are the people that are reporting on the news.
Yeah. I don't know. They might be like trying to grab your attention as an audience member.
That's it.
Yeah.
They're grabbing your attention. And it's a case of, I heard Carol on doing the weather this morning saying that there's going to be a bit of a storm coming on Friday.
Oh, no.
And it's happening on Friday. It's going to be here from about sort of 12 a.m. And it's going to be here for about 24 hours. It's going to get a lot of rain. We're going to get a lot of winds. Winds could get up to about 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. It will cause disruption and it will be a problem.
I'm marking that day.
But you want to stay in that day?
Yeah, I can't come in. Sorry about
that. It's too windy. But I look at it and I think, okay, she said, stay tuned. Yeah. Stay tuned between now and then and we'll keep you updated. And that's it.
Yeah.
So they've scared you. They've hooked you in and now you've got to listen until Friday and be depressed. You know it's coming Friday. That's good enough, isn't it?
No, that is smart. Like strategy, but it's scary as well.
It's hooking you in. That's exactly it. It's hooking you in. It'd just be interesting to see. And I say to people this: okay, it's a serious situation that I don't know enough about. So who am I to discuss it? All I will say is, this is a serious situation that I've seen on the television, and I'm discussing their words. Yeah. I do have my own interpretation of it, but let's see what happens in a week's time. And then, honestly, maybe it's time to wake up.
Yeah.
In a week's time, if nothing happens, but you've been told that it's going to by a minister that thinks she wants to be the prime minister, she's our foreign secretary, how bad does that look?
That looks pretty bad.
That's just my interpretation on it. Anyway, we'll lighten the mood in a minute.
Yeah, lighten the mood.
we're going to play a quick song. It is the local tunage from this hour. It's Lewis Berry. And then we'll come back. That was obviously a big hit for The Shadows back in the 90s. Vectis Radio .fm. Now, we've got Theodora in.
Hiya.
We were talking about Russia and the Ukraine. Yeah. So we're lightening the load.
Lightening the mood.
We're doing cooking.
Yeah, cooking. All right. So, my brother had a few mates round last night. And he was like, okay, if you buy pudding, we'll share our food with you. So I thought, okay, fair deal. I'll buy a chocolate cake. I'm not baking. So I go back, and he comes back with a load of food. And I'm like, okay, do you know how to cook this? He says, no.
Right.
So I'm like, if I take over, I'm like, on it. And do you know what he does? Nothing.
Lumbered with everything. You've done everything then?
Yeah, I pretty much did everything. And he's there just watching, and I'm like, you're going to help? He's like, but you're doing it.
What's the point? Yeah. So we should put what's your brother's name?
His name's Brandon.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Naming and shaming.
And he's got away with it.
He got away with it. Yeah.
So brother Brandon has got has conned you.
Yep. And although you've done he did help a little.
Oh come on! What did he do?
He put the pasta in the water.
Yeah. How brilliant is that? And Brandon's a twin?
Yeah, twin.
Okay, so do you have a good relationship?
Oh, yeah, no, we do.
You have a bit of banter and a bit of banter. Oh, okay, that's good.
Have a good laugh.
That's good.
Although he is annoying.
Yeah, do you hear that, Brandon? You're annoying. So what do you do now? You're obviously going to stick around for another hour, and then you've got to go back to... What school do you go to?
Oh, I go to Note Hill.
Which is sixth form college.
Yeah, sixth form.
So what are you studying at sixth form?
Oh, I'm doing drama, English literature, and media.
Okay, so are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a good time at the moment, then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're there for how long? Another 2 years?
Yeah, like, I got this year, next year, then I'm off.
Then you're off?
Yeah, then I'm
off. Where are you going to go?
Still don't know yet.
Which is $1 million question. So, yeah, why would you know?
Yeah, exactly.
University, maybe?
Oh, definitely job? Uni.
Where would you go if you could pick somewhere in the country? I've asked you this before, haven't I? And you haven't answered it.
I don't know, probably at Bournemouth or somewhere.
Yeah? Bournemouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I think I asked you before and you said Brighton.
Yeah.
So we're going once... Yeah, so it's changing every couple of weeks. Yeah. But Bournemouth or Brighton, that would suit you.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm going on a day trip to Brighton soon, hopefully. Are you? Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you'd be able to go there and think, I really want to come and live here for 2 years.
Yeah, I'll be like, ooh, like, does this place seem nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when you go to university, how many years are you at university these days?
I think it's like, depends on your course.
Yeah.
Most of them are like 3 years, I think.
Right.
And then again, I'm not an expert. Don't quote me on there.
Right. So basically, it's going to be at least 3 years.
Yeah, at least 3 years.
So you have to go and suss out Brighton and Bournemouth and say, well, do I want to go here or there?
Exactly.
All right. Do you have to get grades to go?
Oh, yeah, I get my predicted grades.
Yeah.
Then I apply to uni. Then they give me an offer. So they'll be like, oh, you're predicted an A, B and a B.
What are you going to get? Do you know?
My target grade overall is a B.
Right.
But like, I'm at a B right now. So
you're at a B right now.
Oh yeah,
but you probably need an A at least. Or
yeah, I'm getting an A in media though. So
right,
I'm on track.
You're on track. So you've got nothing to worry about then.
Yeah, exactly.
You just got to keep doing it.
Yeah, I just got to keep going, keep doing my best.
All right, okay. Well, we got to go. Look, it's 11 minutes to one. So we're going to make way for the curries. We're going to come back with Tracy in the next hour, and we shall chat some more on the airwaves next Tuesday.
Oh yeah, next Tuesday.
Have a good week till then.
Oh, you too.